The RV Advisor, created to protect the rights of the RV enthusiast. Learn more at thervadvisor.com.
This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and I'm joined today by the CEO of Kit Lenders. It is Forrest Shinners. Hey, Forrest, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Excited to have you on because you guys have some really cool products, and it's a great concept as well. And I could see some looks like ski gear behind you, ski apparel. Something I'm although familiar with because I grew up in the Poconos, I have to confess I'm not much of a skier. I'm more of a summer sports guy, play old baseball and, you know, biking and swimming. But anyway, that's either here nor there. Really cool stuff behind you. Tell me a little bit about what Kit Lender does.
Sure. So, you mentioned you're not an active skier. Believe it or not, that actually makes you probably the most like one of our customers. What Kit Lender is an online outdoor gear and apparel rental company. Mm-hmm. So we started off primarily doing ski clothing rental. So that would be ski jackets, ski pants, goggles, gloves, and snow boots. Mm-hmm. And we've since expanded into also renting outdoor gear for the summer, like camping and backpacking gear. So pretty much the whole kit and caboodle: tents, sleeping bags, backpacks, stoves, camp chairs, camp games, camp cooking apparel or cooking gear. And now we've also launched triathlon and swim gear too. So if you're going on a triathlon, you can rent a wetsuit from us. Essentially how our business works is a customer goes online. They're normally, like I mentioned, is a casual outdoor enthusiast or a casual outdoor enthusiast in the activity they're coming to us for. So someone like you that maybe isn't an active skier, but is going on a ski trip maybe once a year or once every couple of years, they don't want to spend $1,000 on ski clothing. If they had some, it's maybe old, and they don't want to purchase stuff that they're only using once a year. Right. What they'll do is they'll go on the website, they'll pick out what they want. Most of our stuff is priced, best prices are in kits. So they might rent a kit with boots, and that would be a jacket, pants, goggles, gloves, and snow boots. They'll pick out what they want, put it in their cart, check out. They tell us where they're going and when they're going. We'll ship it wherever they want in the United States. When they show up to their location, mm-hmm. it's there a day or two before their first rental day.
Yeah.
So, and then they'll use the gear, put it back in the box it came with, comes with a prepaid label, and then ship it back to us. We then clean and sanitize everything and then restock it and send it off to the next customer. And that goes for all the activities we have.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, the benefit that we have is that, you know, people that are in the South that are skiing that don't need ski clothing, kids that are growing out of their stuff that, again, they're all maybe only going once a year. They don't want to invest in stuff for a kid that's going to grow out everything every year.
Yeah.
People that live in cities that just candidly don't have space for the gear. And then, you know, on the backpacking and camping side, it's the same thing. You know, they're going on one camping trip a year, or they're going on one backpacking trip a year. But they realize they want the nicer gear, but they don't want to spend $1,000, $2,000. I mean, camping stuff could be $5,000 plus. And we're renting it to them for, you know, 90% off the retail price. So, the free shipping on everything. So it's quite a value. And we found that customers love, you know, that ad hoc. They don't have to schlep their gear across the country. You know, when we spoke about RV Advisor, it's great for folks that are, you know, from out of state or out of country that are maybe taking their RV and are going to a ski portion of their trip, but only for a few days. So then they could ship it right to a FedEx or Walgreens ship center, pick it up, go skiing, drop it back off, and they don't have to carry it with them on the rest of their RV trip. Same with like backpacking or camping. They may have things that they want for part of their trip. You know, maybe they're parking and they're going on a backpacking couple day trip in between and they don't need it the whole time. Or again, they're only going on a week trip. They don't need to buy backpacking and camping gear. So we also have like bug tents and camp, stuff that you would have maybe outside the RV as well.
Right. So all kinds of stuff that you could use on a trip, a great outdoors trip, if you will, whether it be skiing or camping or whatever you have, fishing. I mean, it just seems like you guys, you know, have tapped into something that's really great, because a lot of folks, like you said, they may have like a one and done kind of situation, right, for the year. And it's like, hey, why do I want to buy all this stuff when I can, you know, go to Kitlender and here we go. It's affordable and it just makes sense. We're going to learn a lot more about Kitlender and also about Forest Shinners and the company and when it got started and a little backstory and all that stuff when we come back from the break, because it's pretty interesting stuff. This is the RV Advisor Podcast, back in just a moment.
Buying an RV is an exciting moment, like buying a new house. You should inspect the RV and the contracts thoroughly. You may not know what to look for, and that's where the RV Advisor comes in. Gigi and her experts are here for you at rvadvisor.com.
We're back on the RV Advisor Podcast. My name's Tom Alexander. My guest is Forrest Shinners. He is the CEO of Kitlender. And Kitlender is based in Stowe, Vermont. And, a good place to be if you're a ski fan, that's for sure, a skier or, enthusiast of skiing, because Stowe is one of the famous places on the map. Every time you see ski reports on the Weather Channel or something, Stowe comes up, you know? Yep. So I have an aunt in that area, and she raves about it. So let me ask you, 7 years, right? Kitlender has been around for 7 years. Tell me about the origin of it.
Sure. Yeah. So this will be our seventh winter season. The origin is I grew up in Stowe, Vermont, where we're located. My parents have a brick and mortar ski shop. They do a ton of traditional retail and ski rental. Mm-hmm. They also had some ski clothing rental, but it was very minimal. You know, it was kind of last minute people, and ultimately it was kind of captive audience. You got what you got.
Yeah.
7 years ago, or probably 8 years ago, I came up to Vermont with a girlfriend at the time that was from New York. And I said, you don't need to bring anything. You can go to our closets because we have tons of ski clothing. You'll fit in my mother's stuff, and don't bring anything. So she packed like I would, with just, you know, a little backpack, you know, some jeans and a t-shirt, and then all the gear was up there. She got up and she went into our closet and she was like, oh, wow, this is like Rent the Runway, but for the mountains. Because unlike normally borrowing something from somebody where they hand you one thing, she had a closet that had all different sizes and styles to choose from. So she got to pick what she wanted, not what, you know, here's what you get.
Yeah.
I had kind of that light bulb moment, like, oh, wow, that is kind of a interesting concept. Rent the Runway was growing. They are, you know, now a billion plus valuation company. At the time, they were much smaller and building a, you know, a brand. I looked online and nobody was doing it. And the only places that you could find that rent ski clothing were really show up at a store like my parents had, or borrow from a friend, and you got a red jacket or a red jacket. Mm-hmm. You normally could not rent, and it's still kind of the same way. You can't rent goggles, you can't rent gloves, you can't rent snow boots. And the quality is usually questionable. I spoke to my father and was like, hey, why don't we start this business. He was at the time about 65 years old, was like, I don't have the patience for something like this. You know, if you want to do it, I'll work with you. We'll put some money together and you handle it. So I was working a job and for a bank in the city. And on the side, I put up a website, bought some ski clothing, and then, you know, did my own ad spend and all this stuff. And the first year, boom, we blew up. We rented out everything I had the first weekend. And it was pretty apparent that we had a winning idea. And then just year after year, it grew. One employee, we started off in the basement of my dad's store. I also had stuff in New York City in my apartment. You know, I was shipping it out. I was doing customer service on my phone. Then I had one employee, then it was, you know, two, then five, you know, 10, 15. Yeah. About 3 years ago, I quit and went full time into the business just because it was growing so fast. So that's where we are. Last 2 years ago, after I quit my job, the first thing I wanted to do was apply to Shark Tank, because everyone would be like, oh, you should be on Shark Tank. You should be on Shark Tank. So went through the application process. We are accepted and we aired on Shark Tank 2 years ago.
Yeah, great.
Amazing experience, amazing press and PR for the company. It really got our name out there even more. And then we've just continued to kind of grow our winter business as well as add on the camping, swim, triathlon stuff. And then you even mentioned fishing is another activity that we plan to launch either this summer, end of the summer, or next year.
Right. Wow, that's fantastic. And you know, the Shark Tank experience, like you said, you know, incredible experience. I would also have to think, to some degree, a little bit nerve-wracking at the time, trying to pull everything together. And, you know, you got that one shot, right? And how it works. But obviously, it paid off, huh?
Yeah, it was quite a long process. A lot of, you know, get an email from a producer, hey, we want to go forward, or hey, we'll be in touch. And then you'd wait a week, not know what's going on. You'd be in kind of limbo. And then they'd say, yeah, we want to move forward. Let's write a script. Can you get us a video? Can you set up a set? And it was just, you know, month after month of going through these things where you'd be waiting, looking for the next email, praying that you get to the next line.
Yeah. Yeah. I you know, we've had one or two folks on the show before that have gone through that very similar experience. And it's, you know, that to a person, they've all said, you know, it's like, yeah, it's intense, I think is the collective expression that they've shared, where, you know, it is something but paying off tremendously. And that is fantastic. What's next? What's next for Kitlender? You want to, obviously it's expanding, it's growing all the time. More and more folks are learning about it. Hopefully more folks learn about it here watching this today and seeing you. And you know, do you have some vision for the upcoming rest of this year and into 22?
Yeah. You know, I'm really positive about this next coming winter. I think there's a ton of pent up demand. You know, obviously March of 2020 was one of the most challenging times for me, as well as probably anybody.
Yeah.
In business in general, you know, being an outdoor sport, where basically our mantra is get outdoors, you know, certainly stay inside is not a good national message.
No.
But we, you know, we cut back a lot, but we sprung back into that summer very nicely. It was a lot of up and down last winter, but we still ended up growing, which is, I think, amazing considering that, you know, many resorts were open at limited capacity, I should say.
Right. I
think that, I don't know if we'll ever be over this new kind of COVID world, but I think there's a lot of pent up demand. I think people know how to prepare for it. I think it's especially good for us because everything we have, you know, people would ask us about cleaning and sanitizing is basically in our DNA before COVID. So that was really easy for us because it really was just about our staff and preparing for that stuff. But as far as the end customer is concerned, everything we do was already to clean, sanitize, and inspect every garment before, you know, when it comes back and when it goes back out. So that's a great spot for us. It limits space. People don't want to maybe go into stores as much and probably are, you know, leaning towards these sorts of options. So I think we'll be in a good spot, you know, to grow there. Mm-hmm. And I think people are ready to take that trip that paused last year. So I think there's a lot of coiled spring, and speaking with people in mountain travel, it's a big year. I mean, obviously I don't have to tell you, and the RV space is huge, as well as just across the board. People are exploring the outdoors more. They're taking these options. And I think it's hopefully, I believe it's going to stay longer. So I think people did do that backpacking trip, that RV trip, that camping trip, that ski trip, mm-hmm. that now that's part of their quiver of outdoor activities. So we're only going to see it grow.
Yeah.
Coming out of COVID. So it may have been a bit of a blip, but I think it's tilting away from some of the city traffic that people realize, you know, also, you know, I don't have to tell you, you can rent a hotel and you can rent, you know, go into a city and have a good time. But I think people find that some of these outdoor activities offer a different experience that they really value, you know, being with their family, unplugged from technology, you know, being in a little tighter space and in the mountains, you know, creates that family. You know, I always have stories from people saying, we wanted to go skiing for the first time. We didn't want to invest in stuff because we weren't sure if the kids were going to enjoy it, or maybe they had one trip when they were younger and everybody was miserable because they had cold stuff. And then they rent from us and then they want to go skiing more often. Sometimes that means I lose a customer, you know, and for you, I can imagine sometimes people have a great time renting an RV and then are looking to purchase. And these are happy things, you know. It may be like, yeah, well, we kind of lost a customer. For you guys, you're probably gaining more customer base, but it's like, it shifts it and grows the pot for everybody that they're yeah. like, this is something we want to do. And we, you know, they just needed to test into it on rental yeah. or having you as a service to help them, you know, get through. Cause there's a lot of challenges, right? Like ski travel, backpacking, camping, RVing, these all have, they're new things with a lot of choices. So it's helpful to have, you know, some experts tell them what to bring and, you know, how to get there.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. You bring up the idea of, like, you know, everybody, the more competition even and different things are out there, it creates the mindset of the industry thriving. I can tell you, I grew up in the movie theater business. And we had, my dad and his brothers had an old fashioned sort of single screen movie theater. And there were a lot of those in the area at the time. This is in Pennsylvania. And every time one would close, you know, we it would make us sad, because, you know, it's like, oh, well, that's more for us. No, it wasn't. That wasn't the mindset. The mindset was, the more theaters there are, the more people are going to the movies. And it was that kind of a spirit of it. And every time one of them would go away, it didn't really benefit us at all. You know, it really was until we finally were the last one left, and finally ourselves had to close because of the multiplexes. Different story, different show. But anyway, it still relates to a lot of what you're saying. So yeah, I can certainly get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, you know, using your movie analogy, the industry kind of changes mm-hmm. and it shifts around. People went to their home theaters. And I think for some of these things, you know, where RVs or getting outdoors, it's shifting towards how can you get into them without having to maybe always purchase something or figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
You can use RV Advisor to help you find rentals or resources and where you want to go. And it's hopefully growing the pot bigger for everybody.
Right. No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, listen, Forrest, this has been great. I really appreciate your time coming on and joining us. Why don't you just let the folks know again, the site where they can find everything?
Sure. Yeah. So the company is Kitlender, Kitlender. And you can find us at kitlender.com. You can Google us, when you get on the site, you know, go poke around, see whatever activity you want. And we have customer service there to help you navigate. If you have any questions after that, we got chat, live chat, phone calls, emails, send a pigeon over. We'll get it.
Wonderful. Terrific. Kit Lender, kitlender.com. That's the site. That's where you go. And Forrest, we'd love to have you on again sometime and find out the latest and greatest.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Kitlender.com is the site, and my guest is the CEO, Forrest Schinner. Forrest Schinners from, I got to work on those plurals and stuff.
It's okay.
We'll get there. I said Kitlenders before. It's Kitlender. Kitlender. Forrest Schinners is the CEO. And thanks again, Forrest, speaking to us today from Stowe, Vermont.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Back in just a moment.
Bye now.
The RV Advisor was created for you to protect your rights as an RV enthusiast and arm you with the knowledge to navigate the complex RV industry. There's strength in numbers, and that's why we've built a nationwide network of RV owners, empowering you with the advice you can trust at RVAdvisor.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and I am joined once again by our guest coordinator. It is Neve Carrizacco. Hey Neve, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. We've been very busy making a bit of a transition for the RV Advisor, as well as all the other GG Stettler RV properties, right? Yes. Why don't you share that piece of news?
Yeah, super exciting. We finally were able to lock in the perfect location for us to move. So for everyone that's not aware, tragically, quite a few months ago now at this point, we all woke up to a blazing fire at our flagship location. Yeah. Absolutely destroyed the building and something that we worked hard for. I mean, it was only, I think, it's probably 4 or 5 years ago that we just moved into this fantastic location, put so much effort into a parts department, a service, and all sorts of stuff on our sister company side, but also for the RV Advisor, we had a complete, on the second story of the building, we had our flagship location there for that. So we lost all of that. And we had been since, and Gigi had been since, looking for the perfect location to move to. And she has finally found one. So it's on the water in Dania in Fort Lauderdale. So as much as we are remote a lot, you know, hopefully someday we can get back into working on our amazing new location and meet some people face to face and just get together again. And it's going to be a really fun place to continue to build our brand. So yeah, so hopefully in the next few weeks here we'll begin moving over and doing all that good stuff. So yeah, stay tuned to see photos and videos, and Gigi, I'm sure we'll do a walkthrough of the new location at some point.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. That'll be great. Well, you know, we can visit it virtually, and of course here folks here in South Florida can visit for real. As it's a pretty centrally located in Broward County, which makes it not a big drive for folks in Miami-Dade County and even in Palm Beach County, the tri-county area that is also known as South Florida or southeastern Florida. It's great that we're able to get a headquarters that isn't a laptop. You know,
exactly.
So that'll be great. We're really looking forward to it, and you're doing well. I know that very soon you'll be expecting a new member of your family.
Yes. So hopefully next week, if nothing happens between now and next week, I'll probably get a date for induction. So yeah, we should have a baby girl here very, very soon. So trying to soak up the last few days of just being a mother to two boys and, you know, the chaos of a newborn coming and things like that. So just trying to get adjusted back in my office as much as I can. So yeah, it's nice to just kind of take a step back before she comes.
Yes. And when that day comes, we'll have our own celebration here, as I'm sure you will. Is absolutely terrific. Well, Neve, why don't you let folks know? I know that you know, we're always wanting to get folks onto the show, and they can reach out to you as you are the guest coordinator.
Yes.
And so let's give folks your email.
Yeah. So NCARY, NCARY, R-E-Y at the RV Advisor is my email address, but you can also get me on social media. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, any of those, to send us a private message. And we would be more than happy to get you on our podcast. We love meeting new guests and learning new, you know, about new families and on the road and stuff like that. So yeah, please give us a contact someday. I don't know if that's the right way to word it, but you know what I mean.
You know what you mean. That sounds great. Exactly. You want to be on the show? Yeah. There she is. It's me, Carrie. Am I doing that right? Because it's backwards on TV, so I don't know which way I'm going. But you're here somewhere. There, go that way. Yeah, we'll get you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, we'll say goodbye for another week. Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. If you're traveling, safe travels, and we'll see you on Monday. For Neve Carrizacco, I'm Tom Alexander. So long, everybody.